Good morning, sisters.
Good morning.
Our morning prayer is projected here, so we invite you to follow. We will start with the hymn and then followed by the canticle of Isaiah that we would like to recite in two choirs after that. And then we will listen the reading, short reading, and we have our final hymn. Now I invite you to pause for a moment to be aware of God's presence among us. Through the intercessions of Saint Teresa of Avila, sisters, as today we will have our country recalled, through the intercessions of Saint Teresa of Avila, let us ask God to lead us to listen, so that we are able to listen with our heart. Let us ask God to grant us a strong faith, a bright hope, and may He heal us, so that His call to move beyond becoming reality in our everyday life. With this in mind, let us begin our morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We invite you to sing together with us.
Oh God, in the quiet voice, draw us to
Canticle of Isaiah, you would like to recite. We will start with this part and then the other part. The Lord will send peace flowing like a river upon Jerusalem. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her. Satisfied with her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from the abundance of her glory. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall suck, you shall be carried upon her hip, and dandled upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. The Lord will send peace flowing like a river upon Jerusalem. The reading from Romans 8:18-21. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of creation, the Son of God. For the creation was subjected to mortality, not in its own will, but the will of Him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to the clay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pause for a while to let this God's word come deep in our heart. Let us conclude our morning prayer with us.
Love.
In the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.